It's been a very long day, and the fact that you're all still here is very meaningful to me. I prepared a statement that I had hoped to read at the trial. Unfortunately, timing did not permit me to read it today, and so I would like to read it to you now. I will start with a quote from the Talmud, Tractate Shabbat, page 54b. Anyone who had the capability to effectively protest the sinful conduct of the members of his household and did not protest, he himself is apprehended for the sins of the members of his household and punished. If he is in a position to protest the sinful conduct of the people in his town and he fails to do so, he is apprehended for the sins of the people of his town. If he is in a position to protest the sinful conduct of the whole world and he fails to do so, he is apprehended for the sins of the whole world. Today, a new path toward justice should open in Germany. This country is putting a white supremacist on trial, a man who has clearly demonstrated anti-Semitism, racism, and misogyny, a man who tried to kill Jews on their holiest day, Yom Kippur, who tried to kill me and my family, who tried to kill members of my community and other minority communities. This is a man who intentionally attacked the people in a synagogue and a donut restaurant, motivated by pure hatred against minorities, and who failed in his mission but succeeded in his quest for murder and killed two people, Yana L. and Kevin S. The incident is a shame on the state of Sachsen-Anhalt where it happened, and it is a shame on this country. Today we call on our friends, neighbors, and compatriots in German society to raise your voices. The Talmud, our core Jewish legal and philosophical text, calls on each of us to protest sinful conduct where we are able. If we have the chance to be effective, and we squander that chance, we too are responsible for the perpetuation of sinful conduct. There is no question that anti-Semitism, racism, xenophobia, and other forms of hatred and prejudice constitute such sinful conduct. There is no question that the perpetrator on trial owns and acted on these hateful ideologies. We have so much work to do as a collective society to rid ourselves of these ideologies, to fully eradicate them from our midst, wherever they might be found, in our households, in our towns, in the world. As the trial of this perpetrator begins, we face a moment of tremendous opportunity to stand united on principles of justice. We must stand together against this perpetrator and elevate the stories of his victims. We must bear witness to the fact that hateful ideology is fatal. And we should implore our politicians, ministers, police officers, and everyone who is tasked with building a just and equitable society in Germany to refuse to see this trial as the final step in this process. This moment ought to remind us that there is more work to do and that the nature of this work must extend beyond symbolic support for Jewish and other minority communities. We should advocate for genuine change within our governing structures. We should encourage the creation of educational and advocacy platforms specially designed for people in power so that they, in turn, can create a more just society. We should be mindful that such a moment is an opportunity for real systemic change. In other words, an effective means of protest. Let us not squander it. Thank you very much.